Today is an exciting day for all fans of college football. You know, we already have a great game, but we're getting ready to make the postseason even better. And I could not be more pleased and excited to be participating on this committee. For me personally, being named chairman of the selection committee is certainly an unparalleled honor. And again, I want to thank the commissioners for placing their trust and faith in me. And it's a pleasure for me to serve the game that has meant so much to me and has given so much to me in the game of football. I also want to thank two other individuals for their permission to serve on this committee. First is my wife, Fanny, who's joined us here today. This job will take a tremendous amount of personal time, and I wanted to get the okay from her, and she was enthusiastically in support of my taking on this role. And secondly, the chancellor at Arkansas, David Gearhart. He has the respect, and he has trusted me to lead our athletic program while assuming this very important role nationally. With today's announcements, the details of the first ever college football playoff are coming into view. The structure is in place, and the selection committee will now work with the management committee over the months ahead to finalize the details involved with naming the best four teams to play in the college football playoff. We have a lot of work to do, there's no question about that, but we couldn't have a better team to do that very important work. The selection committee, as Bill outlined, is incredibly intelligent, experienced, dedicated, and I'm certain they will be a hard-working group as well. The people on this committee are distinguished representatives of higher education, the media, business, and in particular, college football. Our charge is simple: to determine the best teams in college football and seed them to play each other. Our work will be difficult. It will be rewarding at the same time. It will require long hours and thick skin for sure. We know our selections will be well received by many college football fans across the country, but we also know we have important judgments to make during that process. And I believe this group is collectively up to that task. And as part of that task, we recognize we represent all of college football. While most of us on this committee have served a number of institutions and in various conferences, in this task, we do not and will not represent any one school, conference, or region. Each of us will represent college football in its totality. And as Bill has stressed from the beginning, when we serve on this committee, we are expected to check our various loyalties and affiliations at the door. And when we do that, we will act in a way we believe to be in the best interest of college football. Again, I'm honored to serve as the committee chair, and I can't wait to get started with this group of committee members. And with that, Bill and I'd be happy to take any questions you might have.
Either one of you guys, how frequently will you put out rankings? Will they be weekly? Will they be every other week? Has that been determined?
Well, tentatively, we plan to put out 4 to 5 rankings of 25 teams, beginning somewhere around the middle of the season, probably similar to where the BCS rankings come out currently.
Bill, could you just take us through the process of assembling this committee? You know, did anybody you approach say no on this? When did you have your first people locked up? What was the kind of the breakdown? Did you get the composition you wanted?
Yes, we got the composition we wanted. We started with that key word, integrity. Each of the conferences was invited to nominate people, and each one did so. We got about 120 names from that group, and then it was a matter of the management committee winnowing the list down, and then they sent me out to begin making phone calls to inquire to folks about whether they would be interested and answer their questions. The five groups are critical here, the key thing that's important to remember: player, coach, media, administrator, and sitting athletic directors. And we have every group represented. We started about the end of June, so it was an ongoing, long process. Every person that we talked to was honored and eager to be a part of this committee. Some were not able to meet some of the commitments, but not very many. So we got who we wanted.